party is just getting underway. It's the biggest Western Saturday night party in the land, and if you're all ready, we won't waste another minute. Let's say howdy to Dusty King and all his fun and music makers. Here, the barn door is open, so walk right in.
Cindy's a pretty gal, Cindy's a peach. She threw her arms around my neck, hung on like a leaf.
Get along, Cindy, get along, get along,
I wish I had nickel, I wish I had a dime. Wish I had a pretty little boy to love me all the time.
Get along, Cindy, get along, get along, Cindy, I'm the lady now.
I went up on the mountaintop and I gave my horn a blow. I thought I heard my friend say, yonder comes my bow.
Get along, home, Cindy, get along, home. Get along, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
Well, howdy, folks, howdy, and welcome again to the Hollywood Barn Dance. You know, we want everybody to get acquainted as quickly as possible around here. So I'll get the introduction started by telling you my name is Dusty King. What's yours? Well, thank you, everybody. I'm happy to meet you and glad you could be with us tonight.
Say, Dusty.
Yeah, and
here's a pretty little girl that had an awful hard time getting through the crowd at the front door, Miss Sally Foster.
Well, hello, Sally. You're just in time to sing for all the people here in the barn.
Dusty, and if the plainsman will help me, I'd like to sing Rock Me to Sleep in My Saddle. Rockin', rockin', rockin' all the day. Chuck wagon creep o'er the prairie. Bumpin', jumpin', joltin' all the way.
Folks like that, Sally. We want you to sing for us again a little later, and I believe you visitors will like the rest of our regular comers, such as Jack Rivers and his boys, Flippy Stone, Ken Card, the Plainsman, Merle Travis, and your favorite jukebox troubadour, Jimmy Wakely. But right now it's time for Arthur Smith, the King of the Fiddlers. Now let him have the floor, gang, while we listen to the Mockingbird. Do it. Leonard, nice to them. I haven't heard that tune played so well since I was about as tall as a latch on a front gate. And now, friends, I'd like to introduce a handsome cowboy, a man that women dream about. But instead, all we got is the 300-pound playmate of the Hollywood barn dance, Cliffy Stone.
Well, thank you, neighbors, for that handy welcome. How are you tonight, Dusty?
I'm worried.
Worried?
Yep, worried.
Yeah, what about?
Well, this younger generation, what's it coming to, Cliffy?
Well, old age, I guess.
You know, Clifford, in the old days, parents really had children.
That's right, Dusty. These days, children have parents.
But, Cliffy, what do you know about children?
What do I know about children?
Yes.
Well, Dusty, I was a boy once.
You were?
Sure. Sure, when I was born, I only weighed 2 pounds.
2 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Did you live, Cliffy?
Did I live? You ought to see me now.
Yeah. How could we help but see you?
Dusty, when I was a boy on a farm, I used to get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Well, how come so early?
Well, I had to hold the lantern so Ma could see to cut the wood.
Cliffy, getting back to children, you know, it's an expensive thing to raise them these days.
You're right, Dusty. Sure, it's getting so that only poor people can afford them.
Now, don't tell me that you have children.
That's right. I got a boy, a son, and he's getting where I can't do nothing with him.
What do you mean?
Well, Dusty won't even take out the garbage.
He won't? Why not?
Well, he says it ain't up his alley.
You know, Cliffy, if I were you, I'd use a razor strap on him.
A razor strap?
Yeah.
I can't, John.
Why not?
Well, I use an electric razor. What do you want me to do, electrocute him?
Well, why don't you give him an old-fashioned spanking?
Dusty, I just couldn't.
No?
No. No, I never strike him.
Is that right?
Except in self-defense, that's Dusty, sort of summing it up, there's just one consolation about the younger generation.
And what is that?
Well, you see, 30 years from now, the younger generation will say, gee, I'm worried about the younger generation.
Hey, Dusty.
Wow, yeah, Andy.
You know, there's an awful lot of folks here who've made a special trip down here just to see and hear Merle Travis.
Say, I know that. Merle, it looks like all you have to do now is fill out the order box.
All right, Andy. I'll flog a little old tune called the Bye Bye Blues.
Fine, Merle. You know, I don't think it quite filled the orders.
You don't?
No.
Wonder if we'd put the nobody down on the end of that order. Reckon that'd be
it
all
sure
right?
Would. Fill her in.
All right. Now when life seems full of clouds and rain, and I ain't full of nothing but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. Now, when I work hard and I strive and I plan, trying to do the best I can, who says, look yonder at that handsome man with them little ears? Nobody. Now, I nobody. I never got nothing from nobody in no time. And the minute I get somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody no time. Now you just take, for instance, the first of this week, with all that rain and that doggone sleet, and I had nothing but a pair of wet feet,
Who said, come here, little Travis, come in here and have something to eat? Nobody. Now you, some gal hands you a big line of bologna, and you find yourself knee-deep in matrimony. Who says that they're going to help you pay your alimony?
Oh, why, I imagine it would be nobody.
Nobody is right, cause I never got nothing from nobody. That Lou Cindy is a character, ain't she? I ain't never give nothing to nobody no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing.
Andy Parker, I heard you and the rest of the Plainsmen and Jack Rivers and his boys over in the harness room there a while ago. Were you practicing something special for the folks tonight?
Why, yeah, I kind of reckon we was. It all started when somebody said they'd like to hear Tumbling Tumbleweed.
Well, tumble it, Andy.
Tumbling, tumbling, drifting along, singing. Drifting along with a tumble and tumbleweed. Cares of the passer behind, nowhere to go but I'll find, just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with a tumble and tumbleweed. I know when night is gone, that a new world born at dawn, I'll be falling along. Deep in my heart is a song, here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumble and tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone,
that a new
tired. Wouldn't you kind of like to sit down and rest a little while, maybe, huh?
So you want to dance with Sally Foster again?
Well, I don't think that's so bad, Dorothy. I like to dance with Clifford.
Well, I guess I know when I'm let out. All right, folks, here's Arthur Smith, the King of the Fiddlers, to play a square dance.
We'll be back in 30 seconds over CBS Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, folks, I hope while I was over in the corner, you didn't let Clippy and Sally take all of the room on the dance floor.
Dusty?
Yeah.
I got another riddle for you tonight.
Uh-oh.
I do something, you guess what I'm doing.
All right.
What am I doing?
Nothing.
I am so.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going upstairs.
But, Clippy, you're not moving.
No, I'm on an elevator.
And now it's time for Sally Foster to sing again. I hope you're not too much out of breath, Sally. Are you out of breath, Sally?
Not too much, Dusty. I think I could sing one of Clippy's favorite songs.
And what is
oh,
that,
she's
here?
Not too much out of breath. She's going to sing a favorite song of mine, my Adobe Hacienda.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you.
Was I late?
Yes, very.
Adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico, lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio, soft desert stars, and the drum of guitar make every evening seem so sweet in my adobe hacienda. Life and love are more complete when setting sun says the long day is done. Sweet music starts to fill the air in my adobe hacienda. Harmony is everywhere. Harmony is everywhere.
Pretty, Sally. You know, folks, nearly all of us cowpokes appreciate the appearance of a fine-looking, handsome man, so we've got a special treat for all you ladies. Tall, dark, and curly, all bone and muscle, hard as nails, dressed in his red bow tie, here's the ladies' treat, Ken Wavy Muscle Card.
Well, thank you, Dusty, and hiya, friend.
Ken, I understand you've been taking a 26-week course on how to build up the body. Is that right?
That's right, Dusty. In fact, I just finished the last lesson the other day.
Well, did the course build you up any?
It sure did. All I'm waiting for now, the muscles. You know, Dusty, that doctor you were telling me about...
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I went over to see him yesterday.
Oh, did you tell him that I sent you over?
I sure did.
Oh, well, what did he say?
He wanted me to pay in advance.
Uh-oh.
You know, I wasn't over there over 4 hours. Finally, he called me in the office. He says, "What do you want?" I said, "I'd like to have a checkup." "Well," he said, "stick out your tongue." I stuck out my tongue. About 10 minutes later, I put it back. He said, "Young man, you're in pretty serious condition." I said, "Do you think you can help me?" "Well," he said, "I can give you some medicine or I can operate." "Well," I said, "how long have you been operating on people?" "Oh," he said, "about 3 weeks." I said, "How much is that medicine?" "Well, for you," he said, "about 65 cents a pint." "Well, doctor," I said, "do you think I'll be able to play my banjo a week after the operation?" He said, "You should. The last fellow I operated on played a harp in 24 hours.
Ken, what are you going to say? Ken, what are you going to play for us tonight?
Who's sorry now?
Thank you. Hey, Dusty.
Yes,
Dusty, you know what I got over at my house?
What have you got over at your house?
I got a brown hen that lays white eggs.
Oh, well, what's so wonderful about that?
Can you do it?
Oh, boy. Flippy, you know, you're my only problem. And going from problems to habits, I know that every Saturday night about this time, it's your habit to listen to your favorite cowboy singer, Jimmy Wakeman.
I'm sending you red roses to tell you my love is true. And I send them so you'll know, dear, that I'm always thinking of you. Enclosed you'll find my heart, dear, treat it with tender care. Every time you look inside, dear, you will find my love in there. May each petal be a memory of the happiness we knew. Each thorn may tell a story of the heartaches I've been through. I'm sending you red roses, although we're oceans apart. Just remember, when they fade, dear, that you'll always have my heart. May each petal be a memory of the happiness we knew. Each thorn may tell a story of the heartaches I've been through. I'm sending you red roses, although we're oceans apart. Just remember, when they fade, dear, that you'll always have my heart.
Well, Jimmy, you got me in the habit of wanting to hear another number, my good boy.
Got you in the habit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to disappoint you, Dusty. Right now, I'd like to sing one of our new numbers, Moon Over Montana. I hope you like it.
Moon over Montana, shine through the night. Moon over Montana, lend your silvery light. While the herd is lowing, you're so near it seems. Let the lonely prairie, while a cowboy dreams.
Thank you, Jimmy. Come back again next week.
Hey, Dusty.
Yes, Sally.
I have a question, Mate.
Well, anything your little heart desires, Sally.
Well, my little heart desires a nice guitar solo from Jack Rivers. Of course, he's playing for it.
Well, certainly I'll ask him. Say, Jack, how about a guitar solo?
Anything you can want, Dusty.
Well, I'll play an old one, something like Oh, My Blue Heaven.
Blue Heaven it is, Sally.
Thank you.
most of the work up to now, keeping things moving along here. How about a song from you?
Well,
Oh, come on, Dusty. Why don't you sing when it's nighttime in the back?
Well, if the planes will help me out a little bit, kind of do it.
All right, and I'll kind of turn the lights down low and everybody in the mood.
Okay, Sally. When it's nighttime in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. I miss you when the campfires are gleaming, and I wonder if you miss me too. I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you.
I can see great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew.
Night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. Your smile on your face tells me that you may have enjoyed our party tonight. If you did, join us again next Saturday night when the Hollywood Barn Dance brings you Arthur Smith, Jack Rivers and his boys, Ken Card, Clippy Stone, the Plainsman, Sally Foster, Merle Travis, and Jimmy Wakeley. And by the way, if you went to church last Sunday, I know you'll want to go back tomorrow. And if you didn't go, try to make it tomorrow and take the whole family with you. You'll be glad that you did. And now this is Dusty King for the Hollywood Barn Dance, bidding you a very pleasant good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles.
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles.